Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Erin Gatzacker. Today, an assembly committee will vote on the so-called mill bill that could lead to the reopening of two mills in north central Wisconsin. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains what comes next and how it could impact the timber industry.
The closure of the Verso paper mill nearly a year ago was a blow to the timber industry in the Northwoods. The plant had 900 employees that processed 1.5 million tons of wood each year. Then the Park Falls paper mill closed again this spring after reopening for just a few months. Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association Executive Director Henry Schenebeck says even though it's smaller, its loss makes an impact, not just for people in the timber industry, but also for forest health.
We need an industry that can absorb the wood that we're growing. You know, with the mills that we're running, we're growing trees two times faster than we're harvesting them in the first place.
The mill bill could potentially get both the Wisconsin Rapids and Park Falls mill running again. As originally written, the bill would authorize the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to award a loan of up to $50 million to a cooperative to buy the Wisconsin Rapids mill. Schenebeck was at the public hearing for the bill in Madison last week. He said it went well and that the bill authors said they'd make an amendment to include Park Falls in the legislation.
I think we were able to share enough that the committee was able to get a good feel for what it is that the multi-stakeholder cooperative intentions are and, you know, kind of how it would operate, that kind of thing.
WXPR spoke with Governor Tony Evers about the state of the timber industry last week when the governor was visiting a farm in Merrill. He didn't speak directly to this bill, but Evers did say he supports innovation in the field, like this cooperative.
Most of those mills, they pay good money, and they're really important to the local economy. We want to make sure that, A, those workers are taken care of, but B, we are encouraging that that innovation that is going to be needed to find new markets and new uses for our timber products.
Schenebeck hopes this bill can pass through the legislature and be signed by Governor Evers quickly. Fewer mills to process wood means loggers will be getting paid less.
A lot of those guys are going to convert to other businesses. They're going to have to if they want to survive. And once that logging community is gone, it's very, very hard to replace it.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Assembly Committee will vote on the bill this afternoon. If it passes out of committee, it will then go to the full Assembly and eventually the Senate and the governor before passing. We'll have an update on the commission session tonight on All Things Considered. Six people are facing federal charges in Wisconsin. The state attorney general says they were transporting large amounts of meth from Arizona to Wisconsin. Three of the people charged are from Merrill. Matthew White, TJ Myers, and Amy Pelkey are each charged with conspiracy to distribute meth. Attorney General Josh Call said in a news release the six people charged were running a meth distribution operation for nearly 2 years, starting in June of 2019. Federal investigators found two of the people from Arizona were mailing meth to a man in Oshkosh. Law enforcement made multiple seizures over the last year. In total, agents seized about 20 pounds of meth and 14 guns. They also found cash related to the drug sales in Merrill and Schofield. If convicted, they each face a minimum of 10 years in prison. Wisconsin prison officials ended the ban on in-person visits as the COVID-19 pandemic subsides. The State Department of Corrections announced Monday people can resume scheduling in-person visits on June 16th. The Archdiocese of Milwaukee filed a lawsuit in May demanding that the department relax restrictions and allow ministers to visit inmates. The DOC didn't mention the lawsuit in its announcement, but they did say COVID-19 activity within the prison system has declined dramatically to only 11 cases among the state's 19,000 inmates. Additionally, 57% of prisoners have been fully vaccinated. Families in the Northland Pines and Phelps school districts will have access to emergency food pantries next school year. Feed Our Rural Kids, or FORK, is opening children's pantries in four schools. Jean Arndt is the chairperson for FORK's Children's Pantry Committee. She says the pantries aren't meant to replace food pantries in Vilas County.
The purpose of these children's pantries, which will actually be focused on the adults in the children's lives, the food in these pantries will be available to teachers immediately when they have a student who is literally hungry during the day.
FORK is building the pantries this summer. Arndt says they're basing them off similar pantries in other communities.
Many of them are fairly self-sustaining just because the community understands that hunger is a terrible thing. and that they it's something that they can contribute, whether it's one canned good or whether it's a check for $1,000, you know, and both of those kinds of donations are very much needed for this.
You can learn more about different ways to support Fork's effort on our website, wxpr.org. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.